Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 17. Abuse of Authority. 1. The practice of advocacy produces men, cold, cruel, persistent, unprincipled, who in all cases take up an impersonal, purely legal standpoint. They have the inveterate habit to refer everything to its value, for the defense and not to the public welfare of its results. They do not usually decline to undertake any defense whatever, they strive for an acquittal at all costs, cavilling over every petty crux of jurisprudence, and thereby they demoralize justice. For this reason, we shall set this profession into narrow frames which will keep it inside this sphere of executive public service. Advocates, equally with judges, will be deprived of the right of communication with litigant. They will receive business only from the court, and will study it by notes of report and documents, defending their clients, after they have been interrogated in court on facts that have appeared. They will receive an honorarium, without regard to the quality of the defense. This will render them mere reporters on law business, in the interests of justice, and as counterpoise to the proctor, who will be the reporter, in the interests of prosecution. This will shorten business before the courts. In this way, will be established a practice of honest, unprejudiced defense, conducted not from personal interest, but by conviction. This will also, by the way, remove the present practice of corrupt bargain between advocation, to agree only to let that side win, which pays most. We shall destroy the clergy. 2. We have long past taken care to discredit the priesthood of Goyim, and thereby to ruin their mission on earth, which in these days might still be a great hindrance to us. Day by day, its influence on the peoples of the world is falling lower. Freedom of conscience has been declared everywhere, so that now only years divide us from the moment of the complete wrecking of that Christian religion. As to other religions, we shall have still less difficulty in dealing with them, but it would be premature to speak of this now. We shall act clericalism and clericals into such narrow frames as to make their influence move in retrogressive proportion to its former progress. 3. When the time comes finally to destroy the papal court, the finger of an invisible hand will point the nations towards this court. When, however, the nations fling themselves upon it, we shall come forward, in the guise of its defenders, as if to save excessive bloodshed. By this diversion, we shall penetrate to its very bowels, and be sure we shall never come out again, until we have gnawed through the entire strength of this place. 4. The King of the Jews will be the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of the International Church. 5. But, in the meantime, while we are re-educating youth in new traditional religions, and afterwards in ours, we shall not overtly lay a finger on existing churches, but we shall fight against them by criticism calculated to produce schism. 6. In general, then, our contemporary press will continue to convict state affairs, religions, incapacities of the Goyim, always using the most unprincipled expressions, in order by every means to lower their prestige, in the manner which can only be practiced by the genius of our gifted tribe. 7. Our kingdom will be an apologia of the divinity Vishnu, in whom is found its personification, in our 100 hands will be, one in each, the springs of the machinery of social life. We shall see everything without the aid of official police, which, in that scope of its rights, which we elaborated for the use of the goyim, hinders governments from seeing. In our programs, one-third of our subjects will keep the rest, under observation from a sense of duty, on the principle of volunteer service, to the state. It will then be no disgrace to be a spy and informer, but a merit. Unfounded denunciations, however, will be cruelly punished, that there may be development of abuses of this right. 8. Our agents will be taken from the higher, as well as the lower ranks of society, from among the administrative class, who spend their time in amusements, editors, printers and publishers, booksellers, clerks, and salesmen, workmen, coachmen, lackeys, etc. This body, having no rights, and not being empowered to take any action on their own account, and consequently a police without any power, will only witness and report. Verification of their reports and arrests will depend upon a responsible group of controllers of police affairs, while the actual act of arrest will be performed by the gendarmerie and the municipal police. Any person, not denouncing anything seen or heard concerning questions of polity, will also be charged with and made responsible for concealment, if it be proved that he is guilty of this crime. 9. Justice nowadays, our brethren, are obliged at their own risk to denounce to the cable apostates of their own family, or members who have been noticed doing anything in opposition to the cable. So in our kingdom, over all the world, it will be obligatory for all our subjects to observe the duty of service to the state in this direction. 10. Such an organization will extirpate abuses of authority, of force, of bribery, everything in fact which we by our counsels, by out theories of the superhuman rights of man, have introduced into the customs of the goyim. But how else were we to procure that increase of causes, predisposing to disorders, in the midst of their administration? Among the number of those methods, one of the most important is, agents for the restoration of order, so placed as to have the opportunity, in their disintegrating activity, of developing and displaying their evil inclinations, obstinate self-conceit, irresponsible exercise of authority, and, first and foremost, venality.